KQED.
The new year brought Californians legal access to recreational marijuana. For adults, of course, 21 and over. But kids who rely on medications made from cannabis still face barriers. Cannabis isn't allowed at school. Reporter Lee Romney introduces us to a Santa Rosa family trying to change that. Their young daughter depends on medicine from the marijuana plant to help with seizures.
Mom.
4-year-old Brooke Adams is taking her morning medicine. Her mom, Jana, squirts it into her mouth as Brooke sits on the kitchen counter. It's a cannabis tincture with a high ratio of CBD, one of the cannabinoids in the marijuana plant that doesn't make you high.
One more.
Brooke has pale red hair that's pulled into pigtails. She's wearing raspberry-colored eyeglasses, and she loves hugs. She has Dravet syndrome, a rare and severe genetic disorder that causes seizures and developmental delays. Jana says Brooke had her first seizure at 3.5 months.
Every time we'd have to call 911 to have her ambulanced to the ER to load her up with all kinds of drugs. And her longest one was 3 hours.
By the time she turned one, Brooke was taking a long list of prescribed medications meant to prevent seizures. But Jana says they didn't work for her daughter. Stopping the seizures once they started, that required another drug known as a rescue medication. Whenever they administered it,
she would be intubated because her breathing would slow down so much.
Now, Brooke takes that daily CBD tincture and a rescue drug made of cannabis oil that's high in THC, the best-known cannabinoid in the marijuana plant.
It's been life-changing.
Often stopping the seizures within 3 minutes, Jana says. But placing Brooke in preschool was tough. Just before the summer of 2016, the Rincon Valley Union School District told Jana, those vials of THC oil that are always with Brooke, they're not allowed at school.
They said, here's all the things that you could, you know, have, but, well, she can't be on campus, so you'll have to just have her at home.
Homeschooled. But that's not what Jana thought was most appropriate for Brooke.
I said, you know, she needs to go to private school if you can't have her.
The district agreed. They paid for that placement and a lot of other accommodations.
Speech therapy, OT therapy, PT therapy, adaptive PE.
And Yolanda Brindis, a one-on-one nurse.
We'll see Ivan later, okay?
The district also sends a van to take Brooke and Yolanda to a private preschool across town.
You want to ride the bus?
Bus. Let's put your sweater on.
Are you ready, Missy?
But Jana knew they'd soon face a bigger hurdle. Getting Brooke into kindergarten this coming fall.
And, I mean, that's why we're pushing to get to Sacramento and get something passed before the fall. Because I don't know where her placement will be in the fall if she can't go to public school.
That something is a law, one that would allow Brooke and other kids like her to be in public school with their cannabis meds. Brooke's parents are working with the school district to find a state lawmaker willing to author a bill. Kathy Myers is the assistant superintendent for student services for the Rincon Valley Union School District.
When we're looking at the federal law that surrounds and protects children who are identified as children that have special needs, we are required to offer them a free and appropriate public education, and we feel as though our hands are tied.
Myers connected with the office of local state senator Mike McGuire to see if California could do what a handful of other states have already done. Maine, New Jersey, and Colorado have all changed state law to require school districts to accommodate students who have medical marijuana recommendations, so a parent, legal guardian, and in some cases a caregiver, can administer cannabis medication at school. There's also similar legislation pending in Washington state, and Myers has started to hear from other California districts with similar dilemmas who also want to change state law. There's another problem, though.
Federal law, which we cannot have drugs, cannabis, anything within 1,000 feet of a school district or a school.
School districts risk losing federal funding if they violate that. Those other states, they're taking a gamble that the feds won't come after them. A federal judge in Illinois recently encouraged state officials to consider crafting a similar law after the state attorney general agreed not to prosecute school officials for giving an 11-year-old girl her cannabis meds on campus. And a 12-year-old girl who uses medical cannabis for her seizures, is among five plaintiffs who are suing Attorney General Jeff Sessions in federal court in New York. They argue the Controlled Substances Act, which classifies cannabis as illegal, infringes upon a whole bunch of constitutional rights. There's a hearing in that long shot case next month.
Door open.
For 4-year-old Brooke Adams, just being able to go to school has been huge.
Morning, Brooke. You know, I'm not going to smell that, but I'll use it to write.
Brooke and her nurse get to preschool right in time for speech therapy.
What color is that? What color?
Red.
Good job.
It's a red yo-yo.
Okay.
Then Brooke joins the other kids for circle time. Getting Brooke into preschool has immersed her in a whole world of other kids. But what matters most now for mom, Jana Adams, is what comes next.
I mean, my whole goal is to get her to public school by kindergarten.
At what point did you realize, okay, we're going to be the family that hopefully gets a bill passed in California?
Pretty much when they said that she couldn't go to school.
Colorado school cannabis legislation is called Jack's Law. New Jersey's was inspired by a girl named Jenny. And Maine's by Cindy May, also diagnosed with Dravet syndrome. So if California winds up passing legislation too, maybe it'll be called Brooke's Law. For the California Report, I'm Lee Romney in Santa Rosa.